Well, the news is that on average, only 1% of news stories in Australia has quoted a young person. We frequently blame social media for taking more and more of our young people's focus, but what is the longer-term consequences? I asked Associate Professor Michael Duzwaney from the Queensland University of Technology, co-author on this latest research on young people's use of the media and how they performed this latest study.
Earlier this year, we conducted what we call a snapshot study, where we took one day in the news cycle and we went through and analysed 276 stories across 8 newspapers and 4 television news broadcasts to see just how children and young people were being included in the news and so on.
And so when you say young people, what ages are you talking about?
For the snapshot study, we focused on 4 to 18-year-olds, so that expanded out the age range from our original study a bit, which was 8 to 16-year-olds, but we were keen to make sure that we had younger children included as well in the snapshot.
But there'd be a big difference between a 4-year-old and 18-year-old, wouldn't there?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. But, you know, the really interesting thing is you might think that if you include, let's say, 16 to 18-year-olds, that they might be represented more, that in fact, you know, older teenagers perhaps might be getting interviewed a little more often, but it turns out that they're not, you know. Children right through to teenagers are just pretty much being excluded from any news that we saw on that day at least.
Now, looking at some of those results that you had, I just noticed that we cover a lot of politics on this program. Politics was, you know, a really big topic, wasn't it, that day? But young people didn't figure it at all, really, did they?
No, exactly. So, you know, where young people were included, it was mostly reporting on them being in accidents or maybe the recipients of social welfare. So it was really kind of individually focused in a sense. But then, you know, all of those kinds of issues that affect society more broadly, like politics and the economy and the environment, children and young people were pretty much entirely excluded.
And has this been the case over an extended period of time, or is it just happening recently, do you think?
Look, I suspect we didn't do that research, that longitudinal research to say so, but certainly previous studies that we've seen internationally and the small number that have been done here in Australia show that this is pretty typical, that young people aren't generally included. I think we were, you know, we've done this snapshot and it is of one day, and if we wanted to have more sustained evidence over time, we would need to repeat the snapshot from time to time. But I think we were a bit shocked at just how little young people were included. I mean, only 4 children and young people were quoted out of, you know, across the 276 stories. So that's just 1%.
Can you sort of say that the media is failing young people?
I think it is, you know. And look, I think to the media's detriment in the sense that we have a situation right now where mainstream media are needing to really reinforce their role in society, to really regain people's trust, to kind of be a source of news and I guess in some way accuracy and truth in an age when we have social media, and yet at the same time we're seeing that young people are being excluded. So I see that as a failure because you have a future potential audience for mainstream media that's being ignored, and you have this kind of turning a blind eye to this lack of trust that young people have in the news.
And so what happens when people haven't been, I guess, sort of blooded in the news cycle that we look at today and grow up and start working and becoming part of the structure of society? What happens if they're not, still not in the news scene? What's going to happen then?
So I suppose the real consequence is that you don't have that sense that the news is kind of in a way, protecting the truth of the day or representing kind of citizenship and public discourse and public debate on a broad level.
So truth could be the casualty.
Certainly. I mean, you know, I think we can overstate the focus on fake news. I think there's been a debate for a long time about accuracy and representation and bias and so on in the news, but until relatively recently, there's at least been some sense that there's been an editorial process that needs to maintain a standard of trustworthiness and truth, and that is being eroded in relation to particular news sources.
And so I'm sort of gathering that news organisations need to make a better attempt at engaging with younger people.
I think they do, definitely.
Associate Professor Michael Dzwani from the University of Technology speaking with me there.